The human genome is a sequence of billions of pieces of DNA, the biological database that makes us who we are. The DNA of independent publishers is equally complex and diverse. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. With over 3,000 members, the Independent Book Publishers Association is the largest publishing trade association in the United States, serving independent publishers, self-published authors, small presses, and mid-sized publishers, helping them to navigate the sometimes intimidating publishing process. From April 7th to the 9th in Salt Lake City, IBPA presents the annual Publishing University Conference. And from Manhattan Beach, California, IBPA CEO Angela Bowl joins me now. Welcome back to Beyond the Book, Angela.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be here.
Well, we always like to check in with you, at least on an annual basis, ahead of Publishing University to learn what's in store for those who are attending the conference and to give us a sense of the state of independent publishing. And, you know, as you and I have chatted about the programming and so forth, it's really clear that IBPA members, whether they're authors or editors or entrepreneurs or advocates, they really all have this common heritage and interest in sharing information and inspiring the reader. And so it's a really interesting group to speak about and to learn about the publishing industry from. And you have been with the IBPA now for some time as executive director, but a recent announcement moved you to the title of CEO, Chief Executive Officer. And aside from the need to have some new business cards, what's that all about?
It really is just about aligning IBPA here internally and understanding what our culture looks like here. It won't really affect how we do our work and the way we engage with our members, but we just wanted a way to kind of understand how we're operating and how we're moving internally here in the office, and then externally communicate that a little bit better to our membership. I'm very excited. It's been wonderful this past 3 years with IBPA, and I'm looking forward to another 3 years on my contract at least to continue working with the membership, which is as diverse as you say, but a super passionate group when it comes to putting out quality content.
Indeed. And for that membership, which really is expecting more from an association like yours today than ever in the past, I would imagine, you've got some new things in store. A remake of The Independent, the IBPA magazine, and as well as a new increased focus on advocacy. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We've been taking a look at the way we're positioning IBPA for the last several years and how we can position the association for the future so that we can stay relevant for all the various groups that join us. And really, our magazine being the staple, being our voice in the industry, being the number one member benefit, as we understand it from our member surveys, was for us the logical place to start. So we've spent the past year, just a little over a year, thinking about how do we talk to the industry through our magazine? How does it look when people receive the magazine? And we've gone through an extensive rebranding that I'm really excited to launch with next month's issue. Our April issue will be our rebranded issue, and we'll be launching that at Publishing University. We'll be passing out copies there, and members can expect to receive it on their doorstep about the second week of the month. For me, it's about helping people today understand who IBP is now. We've come a long way in 30 years and working to become as relevant as we possibly can for across diverse membership, which isn't always the easiest thing to do, but we're really committed to that cause.
Well, indeed. And, you know, independent publishing, as you say, has come a long way, particularly in the last few years, the explosion in self-publishing, the real shift in the way that self-publishing is viewed. It really today is just a part of the spectrum of publishing and not apart from it. And so I suppose this is what is driving that focus on advocacy. Tell us what that means, really. Are you going to be going to Washington and lobbying for independent publishers, or what will that mean as far as the advocacy point?
Sure. Well, right now, no plans to go to Washington. We know we have a sister organization in the AAP, Association of American Publishers, strong advocacy in terms of on Capitol Hill. They do a great job in that area. And I think we can work different ways and complementary ways to that. It's true. You know, from my perspective, it doesn't matter how you produce your book. You know, if you self-publish, if you hybrid publish, if you go through a traditional press, if you go through any number of different options available to you, as long as you're following the standards and putting forth the best effort you can, hiring professionals on your editing and design, et cetera, there should be no difference between a book that comes from a self-published author and from Penguin Random House, for example. And that's really what we want to talk about, that there shouldn't, in the industry, there should no longer be a stigma coming down if there is on books that are coming from new channels. It's not even a new channel anymore. It's time that we're really able to rise these books up and to allow them to get the reviews that they need to get without having to pay exorbitant fees for those reviews, to allow them to get the services they need without putting them in a separate other box. It really is just one big industry with lots and lots of different ways in at this point, lots of different relevant and meaningful ways in. So we want to talk about that a lot more in the coming year, start that conversation at Publishing University, of course, where we'll have so many members there face to face to really get that energy going and keep it and keep the conversation on the radar as much as we can.
Well, all of that is a great lead-in, Angela Bull, to the upcoming Publishing University Conference, which is coming to Salt Lake City on April 8th through the 9th with a special pre-conference day on April 7th. And you were speaking just now about trying to level the field. What has happened, actually, is the publishing field has been leveled, getting everybody to feel as if they're equals. And I think that comes across for me in the subjects of some of these presentations and programs at Publishing University. There's the sort of thing you would expect in terms of, you know, how to pitch your book and some kind of sort of shoring up people's confidence level. It's and all the rest of it. But then there's presentations on metadata and ebook production and so forth. So very much business oriented and if you will, up to date.
I hope so. Yeah, that's exactly what we're going for. I think really Publishing University is our opportunity in 2 days to try the best we can to show our members soup to nuts in terms of professional publishing. So wherever you are in your business, wherever you're coming from, whatever your pain point is right now, we hope that in one of the tracks, in one of that hours, you'll find something for you. You'll find something you can go to. And in finding that, you'll find people that are struggling with the same thing you're struggling with. Begin to build your network and be able to take that outside the conference and grow forward. So yeah, we really try to think about all different parts of publishing, planning, editing, designing, copy editing, acquisition, and make sure we had at least one piece in the conference that spoke to all of that. And then, of course, we bring in all these experts to have these one-on-one consultations with attendees as well. Our Ask the Experts program on site is really beneficial, I think, not just for the attendees, but for the speakers and experts in terms of understanding what the questions are and how people are engaging in the business. So even if, you know, you're seeing stuff on the program you might think is broad, you can go specific in your Ask the Experts sessions and sit down one-on-one and have your real questions answered.
Right. And as much as there's an emphasis on technology and information, there's also the inspiration part of it all. And I think that that's going to happen if it happens this particular weekend when Kwame Alexander joins you. He's going to be giving the keynote address for Publishing University on Friday, talking about From Idea to Shelf. And people who may not be familiar with him, he's a poet, he's a children's author, novelist, and teacher. And he's someone who really has seen the spectrum of independent publishing, living it actually from a self-published author all the way up to, you know, an award winner. And so to have him there really does sort of show people how far they can get and they can see someone that they can identify with.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't be more excited about having Kwame keynote for us because I do. I think he's dug into every aspect of this and he's found ways to work within the system and also to work without the system, which I think is really important because sometimes the system isn't super friendly to self-published authors and indie publishers. Hence the advocacy campaign that we want to launch in the next year. So he is inspirational. He just won the Newbery Medal for his book, The Crossover. He sold nearly 1 million poetry books, which I think if you think about that, that in itself is pretty astronomical. To sell, you know, 500 poetry books can sometimes feel astronomical. So he's fantastic in terms of his person, in terms of what he's done, and in terms, I think, of what he will bring to Publishing University. We're all really excited about it.
Indeed. And briefly, then we'll talk about a program that I'm looking forward to presenting, which is on identifying your publishing DNA. We're going to have a variety of panelists there. And the notion with this general session discussion is to help people really understand, to sort of get inside themselves and understand what makes them a publisher. And I know one of the projects you worked on probably at the beginning of your IBPA tenure was just that, sort of identifying the personae, the various types of people who become publishers and join IBPA. Tell us about the type of the sort of, if I don't want to say average member, but who are the kinds of people who join IBPA?
Yeah, it's interesting. You kind of hit on it, Chris, at the top when you said it's diverse. It's no matter what I do, I try and tap in and figure out and get a pie chart. I'm very data oriented, but a pie chart in terms of the type of member, really difficult to get, because in terms of interest and types of publishing and ways of publishing, it's all over the map. But, you know, in terms of passion, in terms of connecting into something that's really meaningful to them, in terms of bringing stories to readers, trying to connect people, trying to engage community, trying to bring people together through books and, you know, digital assets and all kinds of different ways that we communicate. That's everywhere. That's all IBPA. And we also, I think, have a really wonderful membership in terms of their commitment to professionalism and standards. You know, you don't really join a professional trade association unless you have some inkling that you want to create something professional, as well as just get the words out there. So although our members are all over the map, which I think is one thing your session will highlight, you've got a publisher, I think of Nature Books. You've got a publisher who just publishes for families. You've got a publisher who just publishes books on healthy living. So it's very niche in what they do, but across the board, they're all passionate and they're all committed to professionalism.
Well, I like that last point, Angela. We could do a separate podcast on it, but professionalism is really key here. At a moment when just about anyone who wants to publish can do so, they can go on a blog, they can put a tweet up and the rest of it, but the professionalism part of IBPA is really what separates the work that's being done, the books that are getting out into the world. And that professionalism is grounded in a code of ethics that you have.
It is, yeah. And in everything that we try to do from the office, you know, we want to represent that as well as best we can. We did publish a code of ethics probably 2 years ago or so, and we do follow that. We send it to members. It's an important part of who we are, and we're grateful for that. We're really happy to have that position in the industry.
Well, we're happy to have you join us today on Beyond the Book, Angela Bowl, who is the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the Independent Book Publishers Association, and who will be leading up the charge for the Publishing University Conference coming to Salt Lake City on April 7th through the 9th, and more information about that online. And Angela Bowl, thank you so much for joining us on Beyond the Book.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to talk to you.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights licensing technology and content workflow organization. At CCC, we serve more than 35,000 customers and 15,000 copyright holders worldwide. We manage over 950 million rights from the world's most sought-after journals, books, blogs, movies, and more. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Briskey of Burst Marketing. I'm Christopher Keneally. Join us again soon on Beyond the Book.